Fucking gay rule.
It's not where you're going, it's where you're heading, folks.
Whoa, study your history.
That's gonna be my next tattoo.
Study your history?
No. What? It's not where I'm going, it's where I'm headed.
He puts it up on
it's
Instagram.
Where I'm gonna be.
He makes a little meme about it. About life.
Seven, one, two, five. Are we doing this right?
Clearly not.
Fuck. No, we're not. Hell no.
So we got the regular crew in the house. We got some newcomers and some, I don't know what you call Gabriel. Is he coming back? Is he just here?
Pre-comers?
Special guest.
Pre-comers? Pre-comers.
He's a pre-comer.
Pre-com Gabe.
The fans have been waiting. The fans.
Birch coming soon.
The fans will get what they've been waiting for. So, here
so we got Slim Thugger in the house. What's up, Slim?
Slim Thugger in the building. What's up?
And then his old demeanor just
the long anticipated. You already know. Finally, everybody, calm down, calm down. I'm here.
And then we got Gabriel. Please.
Geeky. Thanks for having me, guys.
Boo. You're welcome.
So we just witnessed Conor fucking McGregor.
Jesus Christ.
Notorious.
Holy shit, dude. That was an insane fight. Well, the fucking 2 seconds it lasted, but it was
40 seconds long. Just checked it out. That's fucking crazy. Knocked out Donald Cerrone.
So what, you guys think he's back? He's back? Or is he back?
I mean, hell yeah. That's definitely a start. That's fucking a start.
Yeah, because he has to fight someone else and then to go back to where he was at. But, I mean,
I think
Cowboy's no chump either.
No, hell no.
It's just, you know, he caught him with those fucking
I know he called
shoulders.
Out, he called out a few people.
With the elbow thrusts.
That were
whatever
there.
You call them.
But I honestly think the next fight's Nate.
Well,
to give him respect, to give him the trilogy, and also because he beat him once. So it's kind of a, it's like the Mayweather strategy where he knows he can win, start to build up, and it's a practice for him, mm-hmm. and then he'll go after Khabib. That's just my prediction.
But they're saying that because they try to do Khabib and Ferguson so many times, and one of them ends up pulling out, that McGregor could step in because he got out of this fight.
And the rumor is that Ferguson may be hurt.
That's what I'm saying.
Again?
Yep.
He stays.
You got to throw that into your fighting arsenal right there. Like the elbow thrust?
Yeah.
Dude, no, it was a shoulder thrust.
My boy Jordan Rogan said that.
Shoulder thrust? You got to throw that shit in there.
Fucking Cowboy's nose looked as fucked up as it did in the fucking Kukui fight.
Kukui?
Yeah, Tony Ferguson fight. Where he busted his nose. Like, his nose is fucked up.
You got a word for that? It's Kukui.
You're not serious, are you? You were just playing around.
Slim, so we got a question for you. Who's that on the wall right there?
Yeah.
Who's that look like?
We ask every guest. Who does that look like?
Oh, that's for sure Klepto right there.
But what rapper does it look like?
That's Ryan.
What rapper does it look like?
That's Ryan.
What rapper does it look like?
Ryan.
No, rapper.
Rapper.
Ryan.
Not all rappers are black, bro.
Likes to freestyle.
Talking to the mic a little more.
That's the homie Klepto that likes to spit freestyles every here and there.
I never heard Ryan rap.
I know.
No?
He's pretty racist right now.
Maybe in the G-Ride right after he busted his little fucking getaway.
Oh, the G-Ride? Fuck yeah, he was one of the...
I don't know. Hold on. I don't really know all these new fucking rappers that are out right now. I'm just going to be racist and say Nas.
No.
That's pretty racist.
Who? Who the fuck does he look
Nas
like?
Nas has neck tattoos like
so that? According to Martin and his artist,
I don't know,
which
don't
is also a homie of ours.
You don't know. Man, just wait.
Nipsey Hussle.
No.
Not even close.
Come on.
No
that's not even close, yeah, right?
Yeah. The disrespect in him, huh? The fucking disrespectful fuck shit.
He looks more like Tupac.
No.
What the fuck?
Just minus the tats.
A legend right there.
Minus the tats.
He looks like a regular fuckboy you see at the Tyler.
Yeah. Honestly. Honestly. Yeah. Straight up. Like, what kind of lid is that? He looks like he goes for the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah. Like he just got all those tats in one session. He's I'm in this.
He's got that fucking lip liner on his beard, bro. Who does that shit? Oh, is that supposed to be his jawline?
On his lip?
No.
he said no.
On his jaw.
So go ahead, Martin.
He has that lip liner
on his
jaw.
Where's your rebuttal? Where's your rebuttal?
So what do you think, Wyatt?
In my heart, I know it's who it is. Who it is.
I believe
no shit.
I believe it is who it is.
So, fucking, just switch it up a little bit. Did you guys watch the Aaron Hernandez documentary?
Yeah.
That shit is fucking good.
Negative.
Do you think he fucking did his best to like fuck dudes, even nope. believe. He doesn't think he's gay.
I don't think he's gay.
He wasn't gay, but he did some sexual activity.
Nah.
His homeboy said that
his homeboy looked Down syndrome as fuck. I don't believe him.
He did.
He was all fucking. He looked excited to be on camera, right? Like, yeah. He was like,
nah. Him and his dad were all excited to be on camera.
Well, you can't speak for him.
His dad was super homophobic. All of a sudden, he's on a documentary now. He's like, you did not switch up.
That check?
I don't know. And then the dude that came out saying that he was his other boyfriend in prison, he looks all twacked out. He just wants some notoriety and shit.
No, that was. I feel like that was fake because
boyfriend in prison. I didn't even fucking know.
He hasn't even been to that fucking episode. So good job for spoiling it.
Oh my god,
that's the last episode.
Yeah,
there's only three, but they're an hour long, right?
Yeah, they're an hour long.
That's good.
Well, I don't need to watch it anymore.
Well, you basically know everything except for like
certain things. It's just like it's a trip. Like,
well, no, it's crazy how he tried to cover his tracks. He even tried to kill the dude that he killed the first people with. Shot him in the face.
He didn't try to do shit. Yeah, he was clumsy as shit with that.
He shot him in the fucking head and he survived. The guy he shot the first guys with at the club?
Yeah.
That's why the guy that testified, eyes all fucked
but
up.
But all his other murders or whatever.
Oh, I know, it was clumsy.
There's no way.
Yeah, I know that was clumsy, but I'm talking about that one specifically. That dude literally didn't rat on him. It's because he wanted to go and kill him.
The realest dude in that whole documentary was that Lloyd's homie with the long, he looked like Troy Polamalu a little bit.
Yeah.
And he was like,
that shit wouldn't happen if he was hanging with us.
He's like, that's what fake gangsters do.
Yeah,
like I was like, damn, this dude's telling some
that was Lloyd's
shit.
Lloyd's homie. But dude, the part that kind of annoyed me over and over when they kept saying he had just killed someone and then he played a whole year of NFL and won the championship and all. Yeah, he killed someone, but I think
psychopath.
He's still gonna be an athlete. Yeah. He's fucking making all this money. I don't think it's gonna bug him like that with that much attention.
Psychopath, yeah.
But also, like, your level of stardom, I don't think you're going to think you get caught. No one's going to expect you. I understand if you're just some average
Joe. But just to be calm and fucking go into the Super Bowl and live your life and, you know, just do everything.
What do you think, Slim?
That shit's crazy as fuck to me to be able to. I mean, I haven't seen the documentary, but what you guys are saying, dude. So this fool murdered somebody and still went on to the draft and
got signed for $40 million,
dude. Yep. And he still
and
kept
he was 23
balling,
years old.
No,
and
they didn't catch him. After he got signed.
He did.
No, so after he got signed, he was already in the NFL, dude. He's already rich.
Bro, that's just crazy. I don't know. That's a trip. I don't see how people are able to still maintain their cool and just go along their way, like live life and kind of just fake it. Like, just keep fucking...
Well, you didn't fake it. You just
trying to... No, dude. Dog, come on.
I think you just...
He was kind of faking.
Like, trying to live his norm.
Yeah, he was just trying to fake the funk and just be act natural. Like, all right.
Yeah,
I didn't just murder nobody.
I think that's still a different level of reality, though.
I just think
the way he's living as a millionaire and a superstar, NFL superstar, I feel like already life is fucking trippy. Mm-hmm. So, like, today, he's like, oh, I can get away with this.
He probably felt like he was on top of the world.
Yeah,
he's like,
exactly.
No
that's
fucking
exactly
bring me
dude,
down.
Dude.
Like, I don't give
he
a
was
fuck.
Fucking close to the owner of the fucking Patriots.
Robert Kraft.
Yeah, he just didn't watch growing up enough CSI to fucking
realize.
Because
he was clumsy as fuck with all that.
Don't walk around your house with your gun in your hand when you have video cameras.
Don't get a rental car under your name. Offer the gum that you fucking left the wrapper at the crime scene.
He just didn't fucking follow the OJ Simpson fucking blueprint and shit.
He just didn't watch CSI. Like,
don't leave the other vehicle in your aunt's or in your cousin's house in the garage.
Delete the evidence.
Hey, his cousin was down as fuck.
Delete all your own
cancer?
Videos and shit.
She was
like, what the fuck?
True. True that. Like, he didn't
delete
any
your own
videos
in your house.
Well, they tried.
How do you not do
He didn't even do that. Some of them.
That's crazy, too. Like, he fucked himself up because, like, all the video at his house, like, they used it for
shows
protection. It just fucked them up. They use it against him. Like, that's fucking nuts. Like, ah, damn.
That's why, like I said many times, kill someone you do not know.
He did.
And you'll get away with it.
So anyone wants to know, Martin is going to be a future murderer.
Sure.
How do you know I'm not?
If I were to murder someone, I have to like plan that shit like from like 3 months in advance.
I'd shave all my hair. Fucking.
Like, you ever seen the movie 187?
Like, I'm
going to
kill him during this time.
No,
I have someone to vouch for me during this
Gattaca,
time.
Or was
you ever seen 187?
I've seen 187. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like that show on Netflix that's fucking like good as fuck right now. You,
I haven't watched it.
That's like a girl show.
It's like hearing about that shit. It's like a Dexter, but now
it's a girl show.
Well, just because all the girls like it doesn't mean it's a girl show, you fucking retard.
No, I try to watch it.
Oh, I almost said it. I almost said it.
You only said that because you like it so much.
No, girl to put me on that shit, and it's like, I try to watch it. I try watching it.
Only one watched it, one episode.
Nah, then stop lying.
Whoa, I just saw all the memes.
Oh, you watched the whole series and you bought the magazines.
Magazine? You're subscribed.
I am.
Subscribed.
And what?
Full, he's subscribed to Weekly Plus.
Weekly Plus?
Team Spirit.
Have you guys wrote 2020 on a piece of paper yet?
Yeah, yep.
I keep putting 19. Weird,
right? I just started school, the date, bro.
Oh, that's right.
I
had to think about it too.
Throw this out there. Instead of doing just like, you know how sometimes you'll say 1-18-20,
mm-hmm,
add the other 20s because someone could just back be like 20.
Oh yeah, you're right.
2009. You know what I mean? To,
what do you mean?
To commit fraud and shit like that. I'm just
saying. Oh, I see what you're saying.
So put the whole 2020.
Don't forget the decimal pretty much on your check.
What? I don't even, I've never even seen that.
If you're going to put a 1-0-0
on your check, who writes checks? How old are you, 90?
He's at Skater Brothers. He's at
0-0. Don't forget the decimal, dog. They could add two more zeros.
I've Blank Check, the movie Blank Check. Do you remember that movie?
Yeah.
What? A Blank Check, where the guy made up a fake name, Macintosh. And then he wrote a check for $1 million. It was a kid. Mm. He lived in a mansion, the whole deal. You
remember
that?
He had the tub. That's the first movie I've seen with the virtual reality thing.
Oh, yeah, that was virtual reality.
Damn.
They had that shit at Castle Park when we were kids. They're still there. Like the first one.
Do you remember a time I got to ride at Castle Park, dude? Like, I was throw up, dude. Like, I remember that dragon that went like back and forth.
Oh, yeah, I fucking hated that, right?
Dude, I thought this show was going to be like a walk in the park, dude. And I'm like, I'm holding on and shit, like all hard and shit. Like, dude, I'm about to fucking fly off this motherfucker and
no,
shit.
You know what was fucking crazy? The shooting star at Castle Park. The one that used to twirl and shit. Fuck that ride, dude.
I think your head was too big for that.
Nah, that was clockwork.
Oh, the UFO.
Probably.
This shit was just like leaning, tipping back and forth.
It's probably making it rock faster.
His brain just hitting the side of his head and shit. It's
every
so
single
big
time, dude, your shit was fucking knocking back and forth.
Would you guys try to stand up in the flying saucer?
Oh, yeah.
That was like the fun thing, trying to get up, then hold on to the bar. Yeah.
The first time was always the worst.
So I'm going to Universal on Tuesday. I want to go to Six Flags at this age, but do you think we'd be able to handle it now?
Yeah.
Unless you're
motion sickness.
Yeah, people tell me that the older they get, the less they're able to do roller coasters like Six Flags.
Nah, bro. You got to start on Viper, bro. Start on Viper and then work your way up to like the middle.
Have you ever been on roller coasters?
Yeah. Well,
Chuck E. Cheese.
In high school. That was the last time I went to Chuck E. Cheese. Six Flags.
Oh, really? So,
it's been like 10 years, 11
you
years.
You still look 18, so I think you'll be all right. Yeah,
it's not the look, so it's the fucking
the feel.
Like, what do you expect to be super old and just like throw up like in the middle of the ride? Or
no, I'm just saying people have told me that their body doesn't have like it used to. Well, obviously our bodies are all changing. I feel my shit changing all the time.
Like, how? What way?
I fucking get like leg cramps all the time and shit.
Yeah.
And on fucking, what was it? Is it Tatsu, that dragon one?
Tatsu is the one where you hang.
Yeah. That's the best. So, yeah.
Well, so that one. That you get one leg fucking cramps on the rides or no, you get leg
that
cramps
one
like
fucking
normally?
Not normally. So that one.
Your life?
That
well,
one.
Let him say it. He said that one like five times already.
It fucking locks your ankles in. So I got a leg cramp while I was on it.
Oh.
And it fucking broke down. So I was just stuck there for like fucking 20 minutes with the leg cramp. I couldn't fucking move.
Well, that's part of the ride.
And I was just hanging down. It was just fucking like, yeah. I was just hanging there in pain for like 20 minutes.
Just imagine.
He gets
just
off. He's all limping. All little kids looking at him like, God damn. This
shit's
like
the rest of the day, my whole leg was just like stiff and shit. Like, that shit sucked.
Getting a fucking cramp when you wake up or when you're fucking.
I'm not at that age yet.
Fucking, that shit hurts.
I'm not.
Fuck through the pain, man.
Yeah, you do. You have to
fuck through the pain.
You ever farted when you're fucking?
Nah.
It sounds like you have.
You can't fart. You can't fart when you have a boner.
What? There's no way none of you fools have, like, it squeaked one out while you're fucking smashing. There's no way.
What? You're weird.
You're smashing? Fool.
I'm not that disgusting.
I be busting some stunts and sometimes some shit just like, or you just keep going. The bitch don't care. It's like when you pull it out and then
you're like, oh, I queefed.
Yeah. You put it back in and like, she queefs.
Yeah.
You know?
But it's weird when like,
she doesn't care.
She has an excuse because you're pumping air.
I'm leaking gas. I'm a man. I got hair on my ass. I don't give a fuck. Bitch.
bitch.
I got hair on my ass.
You got exhausted shit?
Yeah, like, I'm a monkey.
Bitch, I'm licking ass. Take this dick, bitch.
Merch coming soon. Merch coming soon. I pull stunts.
I'm the man. Shit.
I pull that stunts.
Yes. The back says, I got hair on my ass. I don't give a fuck, eh?
Leaks are natural, bro. That's part of life, dog. That's why you guys call me when you guys have gas leaks.
Well, I'm not going to lie. Farts are getting kind of dangerous nowadays.
No, for me. Sure.
Farts?
Getting like, older?
Oh, shit.
As you get older, yeah.
Hey, how old are you niggas? 45? I'm experiencing these symptoms.
He's like, what the fuck are you guys eating? We all got on Cialis.
Yeah, bro.
That shit Cialis.
You guys are lying, dog. If you guys have never fucking farted,
well, you can't fart when you can't fart. We have a boner. That's a fact.
Oh my god,
that is a scientific fact.
No. It's been proven. Fine,
yeah, dude, you guys are missing out in life, dog.
What the fuck?
You can't. Hey. Fart. Try it. Try it.
Hey, you nut from the
like
front
when you're
and the back.
Take a shit when you're.
That's a double nut, bro. You finish from the front and the back.
Is this a little booster?
A booster.
It fucking, it's the wind up. It's just
a double whammy, dog. It's just a.
He's like, I need more power.
Imagine that shit. You just nut and then they, yeah, a good ass fart.
I don't know.
What the fuck? That's hilarious. That's like his fatality.
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 Finisher.
Fatality.
Finish her.
Fatality.
Fertilized.
Whatever. Everyone got it.
Fuck nah. Hey Martin. Fuck. Nah, I haven't tried that. I wish I could say
hey.
Nah, but I haven't.
It happens.
It's how happened, many times bro? Has it happened?
So more than once?
How does that shit
probably,
happen?
Probably. At least two times.
You just mind your own business and shit?
At least two times.
At least two
with the same girl?
Nah. Bro, you know what it is?
It's like, it seem like it's
bro,
like
it's about... Because I'm active, dog. I'm telling you, I'd be moving.
He's in moaning.
Moaning. No, I'd be moaning.
He's going to say I'm mobile.
Yeah, dog.
I'd be mobile and shit.
Yeah, sometimes if you don't have proper foot gear on, you start slipping and then like you got to flex. Like
I hear you on that one.
You know what I mean?
My foot is slipping when you're like.
So you got to adjust real quick. And when you're going in, and you're like, oh, shit. You mean,
look. I don't go, oh, shit. I just be like, this one.
Gave away. I have to bring this up. We're not going to name names, but you're smashing on a girl that just speaks Spanish. You got to tell the story.
Before you can. Habla inglés?
No speak español.
So I was telling her, I was like, do you, because she's obviously saying like, que rico. And
she had a dick.
She had a dick.
So she had to like.
So I had no slang to like, fuck. You can't be like.
You can't say English words. So he tried to like switch it up and say Spanish words too.
Like, la chinga. Like fucking. Like you don't say that shit when you're fucking. So you just like. You just gotta follow what they're doing. Like they're like, oh, que rico.
Si,
like,
si.
What does que rico mean?
Like, que rico. Like, oh, like feel so good.
Que rico.
Yeah, but he didn't know how to say like I'm about a nut. So he said, I'm melting.
And I'm like, well, to my Spanish speakers. So I'm like, oh, like me voy a derretir, like. Like, I don't know how to say, like, I'm going to come and shit. So, like, so that's what I said and shit. And
what'd she do?
It worked. I mean.
Well, it's going to work regardless.
She's like, probably like, fuck, he's on drugs,
Like, she didn't stop. Like, what'd you say?
Get?
She's like, oh, my God, mail for me, baby, mail for me.
Get it, he says? But yeah, I just thought it was funny because, like, yeah, you don't.
I don't know, how would you say it in Spanish?
But she doesn't.
I've been in those mecos. Like, what the fuck?
Ahí te vas.
No, he's. How does she
here
say
here I
it?
Come.
Well, not. They'll be like, oh, muy a venir. That means, like, oh, I'm coming.
That doesn't sound right, though.
That sounds weird. That
yeah, that's what I said. I'm like, voy a derretir.
Yeah, I thought Spanish was a love language.
I was like, I've been in those babies.
That's what they say.
Yeah, but.
One time.
It was fun.
She doesn't know English at all. So, like, you couldn't just say, I'm about to nut. She probably understands.
Well, I probably could, but she wouldn't know what the fuck I'm saying.
He's probably thinking about it too much in the moment. He's like, fuck, what should I say? What should I say? That's what made him come.
No, he was
thinking about it way too much.
Yeah. I don't know. It was a long time ago, so.
It's a lot of pressure.
It's a lot of pressure, bro. You gotta, like, dude, like
he busted out fucking
dating a girl that doesn't know like Stone. That like doesn't know nothing but English and he's like just like Spanish.
Nothing but English. Spanish.
I mean, my bad. Nothing but Spanish. Like makes you realize how little Spanish you fucking know.
Yeah, for real.
Like even at work, bro. Like the ladies would be like telling me like,
yep.
Like all this like crazy like Spanish words. Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck does that shit mean? I'm just like, oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
No,
yeah.
You understand, but you just don't know how to like hit them back with that smooth talk. Like in English,
like you can't top them with the vocabulary. Cause,
yeah,
like,
and they're talking to you in a mean old conversation. And you're like, holy shit, I don't know what the fuck I'm gonna say next. Like
you start to. Notice,
I understand them, but I just
yeah, I understand them, but
I just can't react back to them like. How you, I would in English comfortably, you know?
Do you guys notice your face starting to turn like, I don't know what the fuck?
Yeah.
You notice that. They notice it. You're like, oh, I got to turn my face back to like,
exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Why they say what?
No, it's like when they're talking to you and then you start to like not really understand. So your face starts to change. Like, I don't know what the fuck you're saying. And you notice that they're seeing it and you try to change it back. Like, oh, I got you. Yeah, I understand it.
Claro, claro.
Yeah, that shit's fucking hilarious.
Precisamente.
Suavemente.
That shit's hilarious.
Yeah. Fuck bitches. Or,
hey, or when you get like a some it's a sluttier chick.
Well, there's not a sexual.
Oh, I'm sorry. Or when like the chick's like she starts talking dirty to you and you thought you were about that shit, but then she just starts out talking you and you're like, oh shit. I wasn't ready for this.
What the fuck? She starts manhandling you?
No,
what?
I'm talking like the dirty talk. Like she starts telling you shit that you start like, you're like oh shit. I wasn't ready. Or yeah.
You're like,
yeah.
Oh shit, I should have worn a condom.
All you say is like
this bitch is out of control.
That's probably my mindset too. Like, damn, she's been around. Fuck.
Like fuck, I fucked up.
You start thinking about your life.
It wasn't TJ.
Oh damn.
She was too much for me. That's nah, I never
hey, she looked like Kim though. Kardashian.
Yeah, I had some.
Boy, it's only Kim we know. Yeah.
I hope.
Martin?
We just talk about like laundry and stuff.
Laundry and kids.
Who's gonna wash these sheets?
Watch these sheets.
Your turn.
They don't do it because they don't do it because no one wants to wash the sheets. That's funny.
Don't you hate when like fucking.
You put the softer sheets in there? Oh!
when
they're all warm, that's the best. Just come out.
Now when the bed gets wet, you're like, fuck, I gotta wash these shits.
Oh, shit. What?
What was that? Mm-hmm. Oh, was that the light that just connected?
Oh, yeah, I guess.
I think we're...
I don't know, this place is crazy. Haunted.
This place is fucking haunted.
I heard a women's voice out of nowhere. I was like, oh, shit. I thought it was your mom yelling at us for being too loud or something.
Also, too.
That's fucking... So, Slim, you thought this was the house?
Yeah, I pulled up. I was like, "Damn, this house is nicer than my house."
So, device is connected.
Oh my God, who's, Gabriel! Who's
phone? Oh man, we didn't pay their bill.
Yeah, he's the only one that ever connects to it.
Yeah,
I can turn it off.
Break for commercials.
Commercial break.
Oh man,
mid rolls.
So who you guys sponsored by, huh? Hook it up.
All the stickers here.
Let me give a shout out.
Ease Productions.
We're sponsored by
Andy's
repairs.
Andy's repairs.
famous car wash.
What does he call it? Drew's Auto Shop.
Yeah, Drew Auto Shop. Also sponsored by fucking.
Well, I do give him props with the little auto business card he made. You guys seen that business card?
I disconnected.
He needs to change it to the nose.
No, he actually made a legit like business card.
Yeah. He's like, what does he say?
Instead of, he's done good for himself.
His logo was kind of catchy. He's like, instead of paying an arm and a leg, I'll give you a thumb.
No way.
Is that what thumbs up.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's
good.
He
didn't think of that.
That's good. Fucking thief.
Fucking thief. Trying to steal my.
Can't never give him so credit
tomorrow,
for his own shit.
At tomorrow's barbecue, you guys better show up with no clothes because it's an all nudist party.
Either you want to show up naked or you want to show up to my house. Where it's hip.
Oh, yeah. You guys are having competition.
Yeah. You want to have fun, well, or do you want to have dog hair all over your pants?
You know Ryan's gonna. You know Ryan's gonna show up.
There's two barbecues going on.
I told told Ryan to come in.
Well, Ryan's gonna.
So
go
you're
to
having
Andy's
one, and then Andy's having a barbecue.
Yeah.
So you guys are seeing who shows up too.
Yeah, well, he made like a competition shit. I'm like, dude, I was just trying to like chill with the boys and shit. It was like, we'll see who gets more people. What the fuck? Like, I'm not trying to like fucking make a house party and shit.
It's because all the way can't go nowhere,
huh?
All the way out there?
No, mine's in Riverside.
Oh, okay.
Or where, like, all my fans want to come through? See me up. Hit me up on my hitter.
RSVP.
Hit me up on my hitter.
So, yeah, I'm just trying to watch the game. Watch Slinger smash. It's going to be a good-ass game.
He's just inviting all his nudist homies.
Yeah, and, I thought we'd be going to nudist Ryan. Communities and shit. Ryan just went to one with him.
Yeah. Oh, what the fuck?
What?
No.
I told Ryan to come through.
You don't have to get naked.
Yeah, oh, but he got
to.
Naked.
You don't have to.
But still, I'm sure Andy got naked. Like,
he thought it was a requirement.
It's like me. It's like me inviting you. And I'm naked, and you're standing there next to me and shit.
Wet. Andy is pretty.
If
good.
I went to a nudist, fuck. If I went to a nudist, I'd be just be slapping my shit. So it's
why would you get out of that shit?
So stay somewhat semi.
At least
I'm just like turning around.
I think I got that shit off like Family Guy. What? There's like a nudist like episode.
And he just
and like he loves Family Guy, so he's like, oh, I want
to
try that shit.
Yeah, I can see that.
All right, Andy.
It's his girl, bro. His girl corrupted him.
I can see that.
Yeah,
too.
But is there really? Are there good looking people at nudist?
Probably not.
Well, Andy's going. I mean, so that's not
the well, even if there is, full there's
not
guys.
The majority
like,
of them.
I know, but I'm just saying. You're just seeing a whole bunch of old
naked.
Dudes.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never been there.
Where is it? Like Lake Elsinore?
Shut up.
Like
they got one like.
Well, he said it's like in
Redlands.
Colton shit.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, oh my God.
Bro, it's a trailer park. It's a trailer park. They just get naked. That's all that is.
Yep. Damn, I go. My school's a fucking nudist.
What?
Resort then shit.
Oh, because it's in Colton?
Because it's in Colton, yeah, dude. And there's a bunch of crackheads around there.
What school are you going to? Schools. You mentioned
I don't know.
Times.
Some shit.
Some shit?
Some shit. Mean, it's
no, it's because it's for his work. It's a union.
It's DeVry. It's a union school.
DeVry. Oh, you used to get tired to get the commercial got to him.
Stanford.
Yeah, you. Yeah, you.
I was Stanford.
Oh, that's Everest.
Oh, that was Everest.
Everest College.
Oh, it was Everest. Oh, yeah, it was.
Are you sitting on the couch?
It was the black dude, yeah.
That's what used to make you feel bad, because you will be like sitting on the couch. What are you doing?
I am. I am.
Like, yes.
He's right.
Yes, I am.
Fuck you.
Yes, that's me. Call right now. Where's the phone?
He's like, what's the number? What's the number? I'll tell you the number.
Fuck, remember house phones? You guys still have them in your house?
Yeah, we do.
We do.
I don't think we have one.
We remember house phones. Yeah,
do you really use them?
My parents do, not me.
Well, yeah. Just, do you guys remember them? What about your first cell phone? Did you guys fucking... Do you think...
Oh, you know where they're bringing the Razor? The
flip one?
The flip one?
Yeah, they bring that back.
Yeah, we spoke about that. Like,
we just hang up on someone. He's like,
you obviously, do not listen to our podcast. We spoke about that.
Do you guys remember how to text with the fucking just the numbers?
I could probably figure it out. I used to be able to
a little
do
bit,
it,
but not as fast as you.
Yeah, I used to be pretty fast.
I know you did.
Yeah,
this motherfucker would just write up a whole paragraph without even looking at his phone, just already knowing the three presses for each number or letter. Ta. tell him.
He said, huh?
You threw me over the three presses. I was like, oh, yeah, I guess.
You're talking about the flip phone, right? Yeah. You have to press.
The fucking Nokias and shit. Yeah.
Well, that'd be Blackberry. A bitch when people write paragraphs because you have to scroll down. You have to push it down.
No, I had it down.
Well,
dude.
You press space.
No, I remember.
For that person to see the whole text, you don't just see it because your screen's only that big. So if you're going to write a big ass paragraph,
yeah, like press down.
Scan down. Like
it was like one letter per line.
But now when you get a paragraph on your phone, you can see the whole fucking thing.
Sometimes, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean.
It wasn't that hard, though. You just scroll down, dude. Like,
but I'm just saying.
No, yeah.
It took
even just one sentence.
Call the conversation.
No, I did. Yeah, just even one sentence, you would have to scroll down for that shit. Because the screen was so small.
He just said that.
Oh, really? Hey, what's up with your hat, though, bro?
The device is disconnected.
Mike is off.
I don't know. What the fuck is that?
It's the battle of the guests right now. Go for it. Talk about his hat.
You look like...
What about it?
It's a roast battle.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, here we go with the roasting.
You both look like you shop at Chic.
I do shop in there.
Fuck you. I shop that Chic too.
It's pretty. They have a pretty good
shop at Champs and shit.
Actually, you know what? They don't have Chic there anymore, do they?
No.
I don't know.
They have Foot Lockers there now.
Fine.
Foot Action.
Depot.
That shit's not even there no more.
Hey, you know what? That store, you know where Radio Shack used to be? The Tether Mall?
Yeah.
I haven't.
Dude, they have some pretty like sick like gear there. Like they put in like a kind of like a Foot Locker, but it's not a Foot Locker. What is it?
Foot Action.
Is that what it is?
I just said that right now.
Bro, I haven't been there.
Dude, that like pretty like fresh like
next to Spencer's.
Oh, I could kick back like this.
I bought these shoes there.
This is amazing. What about this?
This is amazing.
Oh shit.
It's a fucking boom arm.
That's it. Well, I hope I'm my buzz ball.
What?
If you guys haven't had a buzz ball yet. Hey, buzz ball, if you're listening, sponsor us because we fucking
you know it's women's own.
Oh, women own buzz balls.
Do they have that shit on their buzz ball? Like women's own, like Like, why do they have to brag? You never hear, you never see like men's own show offs.
Well, sponsor us. We might not be politically correct.
Just playing. Just playing. It's cool.
Show off.
It's cool.
Buzz balls.
Let them shine. Let them shine.
Those shits fuck you up. Mm-hmm. The big ass buzz ball is hilarious. It's just a big ass.
Man, I drink those on the daily.
Fish bowl.
How much are those things?
You drink what on the daily? Buzz balls?
Not on the daily.
Before work and shit?
Like on the. I don't say on the weekly, but like
on the weekends, Lee.
Yeah, on the weekends, Lee. On the weekends, Lee. There you go. Thanks, Martin. Appreciate it.
But how much are the big ones that you get?
Like $25.
Fuck.
No,
yeah.
Not that much.
Yeah, they were $25.
Really?
Before I bought one that day.
Worth it.
It was like worth it. It's like $19.
Score.
Dude, but that shit is like equal to like seven of the motherfuckers.
Bro,
like
you're good.
Like little ones.
Hell yeah.
I was all sharing. I was all doing about it for Thanksgiving. I was all sharing like with the family, like fucking.
What's the percentage or what?
Same shit, but it's just more. It's just like the volume is just more.
Yeah, you're right.
I just cracked me up when he went like this. He's like more.
Did you put a straw in it or no?
When
you
got
the big one.
If you want.
Coffee straw.
No, but did you when you're sharing
with Theo Vaughn over here, I swear. No.
I just drank the straw straight off the cup.
You sound like Theo Vaughn right there.
Yeah. Fucking, what's up with the chili beans, Eric?
Oh, your chili was a hit.
Oh, they're pretty good.
Was a bomb hit, is
I ate them and I still don't have to take a shit.
For, Conor McGregor fight.
I'm about to get some more.
There's like one bowl left.
Well, I'm going to get that.
Damn,
last bowl.
That shit really? Went gone.
I got to get some of that chili sauce.
I called dibs. I called dibs. I cooked.
Aren't you glad I fucking cooked those beans?
That chili sauce.
I was a little like, fuck, this one's going to take forever.
With the hot dogs, that shit was fire.
That was a hit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the chili beans with the...
They take some time. They take some fucking time.
Yeah. Well,
what about you, Martin?
You're welcome for me, barbecue.
Did you like them? I know you used to fucking Taco Bell and shit. Del Taco.
Oh, fuck.
What'd you think about the beans?
Well, that's, just like, right? That's just like a Taco Bell on steroids.
They were good because I put it on the hot dog.
Yeah, he's not trying to give you credit.
That's an understatement.
To be like,
no, but they're good. If my brother says they were good, then he's picky as fuck.
You didn't try it?
Your brother got two plates.
Yeah, he was loving that shit.
So I trust that they were good.
Is that your half brother or is that your blood brother?
That's my brother.
Nah.
I don't believe in half brothers.
Well, I bet he liked them because I tasted the chili that Steppy had in it. It had noodles in it.
What the fuck?
What? Shit,
yeah.
I mean, it was good, but it was just, I mean, it was like Chef Boyardee chili. It's kind of weird.
I've never had chili.
Fool, you're like the Chef Boyardee. Yeah. Fool, you make everything.
You're like the chef.
The chef Boyardee.
Hey, Chef Eric.
Hey, listen, Chef.
Jeff.
Oh, let's talk about your Jordans you got on right now.
Oh, the ones he's going to give me? Shit. The ones he's going to give me?
They're the 12s, huh?
He's got the 12 toes. Breads. He got some breads on right now. That's he doesn't exactly even know what the fuck he has on his feet.
No, I don't.
How'd you tie them?
Huh?
Do you tuck in your laces?
I just tucked them in.
He tied them disrespectful as fuck.
Hanging out right now.
Yeah, they're disrespecting the shit out of them.
Yep.
Let me have them.
I'm over here fucking flexing them, too, so I can get some creases in them.
Oh, my God.
Wear them to Coachella, it'd be hilarious.
Don't wear them to
Coachella.
What
do you mean for Coachella? Besides the bra.
No, I'm not.
I have to wear a tuxedo because I'm getting married in Coachella.
Oh, yeah, you guys don't know. So we're going to get fucking...
yes, here
Martin's
we go.
Going to get married at Coachella.
Are you really going to do it?
Yeah.
You're gonna do it.
What do you mean?
What the fuck? You're
married. You're the one that's going
to
marry him.
I'm asking, like, because you need to go get a marriage license.
You're a priest?
Like, you need to go ordained. To the court and get a marriage license.
Done?
You need to buy one.
Free country.
I have 3 months.
Yeah.
Done. Let's do
I'm
this.
Saying,
let's
like,
do
if you're
going
to do it, you got to do that.
Well, what's going on?
So let's explain to Gabriel, because Gabriel doesn't know and he's part of the Coachella crew.
I'll do that. I'll go get the
forms.
I'm just here.
So he's engaged right now, and we just thought, hey, what would be fucking hilarious and probably make headlines is if he gets married at Coachella. And so Eric's an ordained minister.
What does that mean?
That means he can marry you.
By the state of California.
By the state of California.
Yeah.
The devil himself.
via the internet.
So we're gonna fucking make a spectacle out
no
of it.
No questions. Wait, so on. The day before we're planning to do it on the Saturday of Coachella, and the day before Friday we're just gonna go around just telling people like, hey, you guys wanna come this time, whatever and la la la, and we're gonna marry his ass on Saturday.
How long is that so we're gonna be there for an hour? We're just waiting for them to get married?
No,
it's not gonna take that
long. It's gonna be a pop up shop.
Yeah.
Like, just whoever's just around us, be like, hey, just crowd around.
We're
real
just gonna
quick.
Roll up.
How long does it take for you to marry someone? Just like, hello, y'all.
It's pretty much like, hey, do you take each other to be married? Okay, cool. Fucking kiss or
fart
at each other.
Seen that shit.
We'll do whatever the fuck you want.
Well, that's why. That's why we're doing it. We're gonna
but
fucking,
you know what? To take it one step further, I'm registering my own church so I could be ordained in my own fucking church.
So ordained means you can do it by the state.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So have
and
you?
Then you gotta like sign some shit or what?
Yeah,
you have to get the forms. Have you chosen a name yet
for the church?
Yeah,
for your name.
Yeah, Transcendental Mind.
Oh, that's what you're going.
Or with. Transcendent Mind.
Transcendent.
Transcendent Mind. Church of the Higher Self. Ooh. That is the church I am registering.
Hashtag when does the Jesus come in?
When does the Jesus come in?
It's non-denominational.
That's going to catch on. That's going to catch on. All the white girls are going to fucking hashtag that shit. Yep. Chilla wedding. They're all going to say that shit.
Church of the High Divine.
Huh?
Church of the High Divine.
Church of the Higher Self.
How about Church of the High Divine? Higher Self? Self or divine?
So what? Do we have to pay to get to levels like in Scientology or?
Fuck all that. No, I am not gonna make this shit.
So
like
you're the leader. You don't. Yeah. You don't have any like pastors or anything like that.
You squeak.
It's all you guys.
It's all us. So whatever you want to teach, that's.
We'll be your groomsmen, fool. We got you.
Oh no shit. We're gonna be there to drink. Who's gonna be the best man, you son of a bitch?
So far,
Wait. Who's the best man, motherfucker? I don't know who the best man. No, you better choose right now. You better choose right now.
Grab some random ass person so it's even for everybody.
Oh.
I can. I'll get with that.
Some random tweaked ass white boy.
He's
with
all
his, with his jaw fucking clenched and shit. He's like, I love this. Eyes are all fucking rolling back and shit.
He's all tripping out. He's on PCP and shit.
You're like, just dead here.
Does she know or no?
No, that's the best part. Oh, yeah. Okay. So our backup plan is, I'm thinking about this for now. If Melissa just goes like, fuck that, I don't want to do that shit, we'll just tell fucking Scott and Brittany. And
no, you know what? You know what you should do?
Or you can marry me and Tony.
You should get like...
Nah.
Gay marriage.
No, you know what you should do? You should get like the security guards to like...
Be the first
get
on
it
is in Palm Springs.
No, get the security guards to be on it and shit. Like, no, we're going to kick you out, blah, blah. Like, make a big old scene. Like, fuck you, bitch, blah, blah, blah. Like kick me out. And then fucking once you're like, you're already kicked out, like, oh, we got to go. And then all of a sudden, like, psych, and then just, bam, popped him right there.
What the fuck just happened?
No, he's not proposing. He's already fucking...
Oh, my bad. Disregard. Disregard.
Well, he just said he's engaged already.
He said he's getting married. Pulled up fucking.
That's why I said if Melissa's not down with it, we could just fucking tell Brittany and Scott, and they're down as fuck with it.
Like, they'll do wedding. For fun.
Fuck it.
For sure. Yeah.
That's gonna be hilarious. Yeah. Dude, you should fucking paint your stomach and shit. Like, get like do like some tribal shit.
No, all white. All wearing all white.
Like it's a sports event.
No, I want him to be in whitey tidies and his J's on.
What the fuck?
Whitey tidies and his J's on.
That's a big X on his
old
chest.
Old school old man whitey tidies.
And some high socks.
Why do you want what that? Why the fuck?
And a cowboy hat
in the back. Yeah.
Like wear it for a week straight.
Yeah, they look like I've been wearing them for like 3 years. They got holes in them and shit.
Oh, that's nasty.
That's hilarious.
And it'd be hot as fuck.
I just lost my appetite.
Definitely gonna smell.
They're all like a hint of yellow.
Damn, I can't believe that's your fantasy. Dude, Coachella wedding and Eric and fucking Tiny Whiteys.
You got a headache?
Well, cause I screamed so fucking, I almost blacked out there.
I was screaming so much
for the McGregor finish.
Yeah.
That shit was nuts.
That shit was brain fucking crazy.
Man, that shit was... Man. So who won that round? Tony?
Oh, I did. So was...
Oh, yeah, when you did Venmo.
I'll pay you later.
Fucking asshole.
I'll pay you when I pay you, fool.
Fucking round five. I still got that shit in my pocket.
Well, 10 bucks is a lot, like, right away. Like, boom.
What the fuck? What do you mean?
You're about to go spend 10 bucks on the way home. Bitch.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, like giving it to someone is like... Like, it hurts more than just like, oh, you're like getting like dinner and shit. Like, you know?
No.
You're getting something in return.
10 bucks ain't shit. 10 bucks is like a dollar.
Well, give me 10 bucks right now.
Especially if you're trying to gamble.
I'm just playing. No, I'll get you.
It was an
good job. Good job.
So the 49ers going to win it?
Hell yeah.
Yay. Yeah, yeah.
We got our offense. Bang. We got our defense.
As
we got our running game. We got our passing game.
As much as I don't like the 49ers.
What?
Let me talk, you son of a bitch.
Sorry. I'm getting
it's going to be 49ers in the fucking Chiefs in the fucking Super Bowl.
Hey, don't count out Tennessee,
don't count
though.
The Titans.
Don't count out Tennessee.
Oh, no, dude. Mahomes is a fucking beast.
You've seen him running out.
I want the Titans to win, but I think Chiefs are going to be like you said.
How mad would you guys be if Green Bay wins?
I'm not even thinking about that point.
Would you just be happy with the season?
No, I'm not even there yet.
I wouldn't. Fuck no.
No. No way. I would
fucking
be. Alex. I would
we
be
can't
mad.
Lose. What? We can't lose. Where is
a valid question. It's a valid question.
Now you're talking my language.
I would be mad because that means Andy fucking is going
to
be happy.
No, dude. We already smashed Andy's them 38-6 the first time around.
In Lakers
the
won 124-115.
So we're better and healthier right now. If we lose to them, no.
Fuck, man. Witherspoon guys are like, step it up, man. Everyone was like, all the touchdowns are against Witherspoon.
Yeah.
They should put Mosley in there. Plays that. So
I have a soccer game tomorrow at 8.
That's cool.
Oh, bro, that's dope. Where? Let's go. Oh, yeah. You still play soccer? What's her name?
What's her name?
You play soccer?
I'll be here all week.
Too early to cheat.
Yeah. I play soccer.
I
play soccer.
Hey. I like soccer.
What position do you play? The soccer ball?
Any position. Offensive.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry.
sorry.
Bully.
This fucking podcast is a disaster with these fucking puns.
I thought this guy was going to be like, you do? What position? I'm going to ball you up.
You look like you haven't ran in a minute.
Nah, I'm a pretty good runner.
A couple minutes.
Well, I'll run your ass from here to China and back, bitch.
We can go race outside for $10.
Oh!
I'm down.
But I want my $10 now.
Oh, yeah, you're not going to get that.
Hell yeah.
You're going to get that shit Venmo'd in 2 years. 2 years.
Well,
in payments.
Just
in
send
payments.
It to Alex.
Yeah, because he owes me money.
$20. Don't make it sound like the shitload of fucking was $20, guys.
I purposely did that.
Sounds like I owe you thousands of dollars.
That's not bad. Fucking
it's
James
reasonable.
Has owed me $40 for the last 2 years. And shit, so.
Oh,
he shows off that he's like fucking eating good and shit.
Yeah, bro, he works. He has a good job, even though for not doing shit on the freeway.
Yeah, he only works like twice a
that's
year.
That's a good paying job. That's a good paying job.
It does take forever to pay on the football fantasy shit.
So who's the better rapper out of you two?
Damn.
Gabriel and Slim.
I think Gabriel's the better rapper than Slim, to be honest.
I haven't rapped since like when I was like 12 and shit.
Who you rapped the last time you were here? What are you talking about?
Man.
The last time I rapped was probably with Gabriel in the parking lot at the Tyler Mall while drinking MDs.
Oh, that shit was funny.
Damn, MDs.
Something MDs. About the MDs that make you like...
It was the MDs.
Want to flow.
The 2020s.
They inspire...
They do.
So that's what we need next time.
They do.
Bro,
we'll bring
them. Oh, no. We set it up for the next one.
We'll get some inspired juice
like,
in here.
I think that's all straight sugar now. I don't think your body can handle it nowadays.
I think
this is for you.
Hey, that's the truth, though. That's the truth. Because like, I feel like I drink those, I'll
fuck,
be like
fool.
Fucking getting diabetes and shit.
How old are we? Fucking 50 or what? This fucking guy.
Bro.
Everything fucking hurts you. What's wrong with you?
He's all that straight diabetes right there.
No joke, fool. Like, even a Four Loko. Like,
he's like,
you
need some insulin after that.
We need to start thinking about our futures.
Fuck.
Dude, it's not where we are. It's where we're going.
It's not where you're going. It's where you're heading.
And then that. Once you get there.
This shit cracks me up.
Dude. Can you believe it's like 2020?
Yeah, it's fucking nuts, dude.
I still think it's like 2008 and shit. 2009.
I remember when we got to 2000. Like, it was like, oh, I remember 1999.
Oh, yeah.
They thought the world was going to fucking end.
1999.
What
did you guys do for 9/11? I don't think we even spoke about that. Did you guys do anything for New Year's?
Yeah, we did talk about last time.
Oh shit! I went to bed before. I was with
What did you guys do for New Year's, Gabriel and Slim Thugga over there?
I went to a friend's New Year's Eve party. I guess whatever. Get together.
Oh yeah.
Nothing. Just thought about the shit that I'm gonna accomplish this year, motherfuckers.
What'd you do though?
Sheltered your room then.
Was that? just stayed in my room meditating on that.
He's just jacking off until 12 and shit.
Jacking off.
Farting
and jacking off.
Farting.
10, 9, 8, 7.
Slim farter.
Oh shit. That's some good stuff.
That was a good one. Thank you.
I'll be here all day.
Look at him with his face.
Now we went to the moon.
And you fart over there?
How did I get there? I farted on my jetpack over there.
You idiot. God damn.
You'd catch on fire because farts are flammable, aren't they?
Is that true? Has anyone tested that here?
Nope.
The whole, you know, lighting a match. Nope.
What the fuck was
that?
Well,
I've seen that on YouTube.
Oh, it's real. I'm just it's true.
And Jackass, didn't they do it on Jackass?
They're coming out with new Jackass.
Oh, yeah,
they're coming out with new Jackass.
With the same grass people?
Yeah, I think so. They're all old and shit.
That was a role. I seen, I was named Steve-O at a stand-up.
Did you? Oh, his stand-up show's video, right? He's showing, like, his old stuff?
This was probably, like, a year ago.
Oh, his one-man show.
Oh, because I know he has...
But, dude, he turned, like, he turned around. Like, he doesn't do all that, like, crazy shit no more.
No, yeah.
I just saw him today. Cool. In the background at the UFC event. What's good?
Behind Jorge?
Did anyone... Does the internet showing that fucking dude's stomach just sticking out?
I don't know, dude, but that was hilarious.
Yeah, that needs to be a meme.
I liked it.
Imagine if he did it on purpose. Bod. Probably not.
Imagine that was Brady's fucking belly button sticking out. He was at the event.
Yeah.
Could have been.
That was funny how Martin's pointed it. He's pointing it out. Like,
that's all he was looking at, just the background of belly buttons.
Background of belly buttons.
Belly button backgrounds. That'll do it.
Background of belly buttons.
Was that a San Diego jacket?
Padres, yep. $4 at the thrift store. Goes for $98 nowadays on eBay.
Fuck, that's a ripoff.
Googled it.
It's a ripoff. Slim trying to show us his jacket now. Look at him.
Oh, what? Huh?
I'm just trying to get cozy. I don't know if it's a fashion show. I don't know mine. Like,
I'm just trying to get cozy. Where's the camera at?
You're wearing a starter hat.
Where's the camera at?
Hey, our hats are coming back, bro. Get with it. Follow me or get left behind.
Hey, that's a patch. That's not even with the hat.
He still has a sticker on the brim, though.
I do?
On the top.
Well, I like it. I like it.
Oh, the one that tells you like the size and all that?
Yeah, that's right. Look down. Look down for us.
That's how you know that shit's fake. That's how you know that shit's fake, dog.
Where does it come? Authentic, bitch. I'll show you guys later.
Fuck. Can we pull up an early 2000s rapper outfit?
Nelly or? Nah. He's not really a rapper.
Soulja Boy with his long ass.
Hot Boys?
Soulja Boy's way too crazy. That's crazy.
What happened to Soulja Boy? He's still around?
Bro, that food made bank.
He came out with music not too long ago when he was like, the Drake.
Drake. Oh, yeah, that's on Breakfast.
Bro, he made his money off those ringtones and he
Well, fucking, we were listening to it before we started this, but Eminem just came out with a new song. Well, a new album. That's pretty good.
What was the name of that song we were listening to?
Darkness.
Yeah, that was fucking trippy.
The album is Music to Get Murdered By.
Yeah, Music to Get Murdered By.
Who the fuck is that?
Juvenile?
It is. I just looked up early 2000 rappers.
Oh, yeah,
that's
Diplomats.
The Diplomats. But who's that in the middle? Juelz? Santana?
Juelz, Cameron, and Jim Jones.
What the
that's
fuck?
Not Juelz.
That's not Juelz.
Juelz is in the middle.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. That's Juelz.
What
is
the
it?
Fuck? Yeah.
Yes, it is.
That's 100%.
That's Juelz.
I thought that was Papoose.
That's one ugly ass motherfucker, Jay-Z.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
There's a Soulja Boy right there.
Soulja Boy, tell him.
This shit is hilarious. Look at that shit.
Back then, it was cool, I guess.
The Tim's. Did you ever own Tim's?
No, I didn't. I'm surprised that I never bought a pair.
Your brother had Tim's.
I had boots, but they were like the fucking Swami ones.
But my jerseys were almost that size, though.
Oh, dude, I remember this shit. Fucking, what's that called again?
Hypnotic.
Hypnotic.
That hypnotic shit. Fuck, that shit was straight.
That's when Lil Wayne was tight back then.
That shit was poison.
Yeah, he was huge. This fucking guy.
Soulja Boy.
What was it? Hypnotic and was it Monster? Hypnotic and something else? Oh, Hypnotic and Hennessy? And they'll make Incredible Hulks.
There's
I got
LSA
the hand right now.
LSA was
give me the juice and give me the hand.
I used to make some shit. Remember him?
Paul Wall. That was weird right there.
Damn.
That was who makes dope music.
For real?
Yeah.
Soulja
Boy, tell him.
Soulja Boy, tell him.
That's a trip.
I would still listen to all that shit. Before I listen to all these new rappers.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I like still that, go back to them.
Like the shit that this fool sends us sometimes in the fucking... Martin sends us some weird shit sometimes in our group chats.
I'm trying to keep you hip, bro.
Like fucking... What was it called? Scar-Lord? Oh, what the fuck?
Play it. Play it.
Where did you find play that it. Bullshit at?
Play it.
Taking a shit on YouTube.
Scar-Lord?
Yeah.
Everything else I find.
The usual. This fucking guy just listened to fucking Linkin Park and fucking Korn and he's like, oh, I could do it. Like, no, you can't, bro.
No, there's a lot of these new rappers trying to like steal punk's
look. Is this cool or not?
To just like make themselves marketable.
I like it. I already hate it. It's not even loading.
It hasn't even started yet. Just fast forward real quick.
Scar-Lord heart attack.
He looks like a lop, too. Look, he's just yelling on top of his lungs and shit.
Yeah. There's like the
fuck out of here.
Well, I was trying to hear the lyrics.
You can't. There's no lyrics. He's just screaming.
It's called Momo Rap.
I felt like there was some depth. Like,
Screamo.
I felt like there Screamo was some rap.
Yeah, Screamo Rap. That's what that is.
I was about to get inspired, bro.
I want to hear one of your raps.
Yeah. We want to hear one of your raps.
Yeah, let's end this episode off with a rap, Slim.
Give me a beat. Beatbox.
I'll give you that. I'll give you a beat.
No, you.
Oh, I can't beatbox.
He's not a professional. We can't do that shit.
We can't do that shit either.
Bro, you sound like you're swallowing some...
Wait, hold on. I'm trying to get to the rhythm, fool. Chill.
The rhythm, fool. You're the one.
He's like, hold up.
What the fuck was that?
Oh, shit.
This type of beat
ladies and gentlemen, here we go. Yes, we got fucking Ease. Ease in the building and Slim. Slim motherfucking thuggin'. Hey, here we go. Here we go now.
I wish you guys could hear the beat. Hey,
Gabriel.
Here we go.
Gabriel, set it off. Gabriel.
Hey,
oh, that's your beat. I can't rap to this beat now.
Fuck no, me either. Hold on. Rap trap? What is this?
Yeah, here we go. Hey, here we go now.
Chilling with nothing but...
Oh.
Oh, I thought you stopped it.
Ready? Here we go. Here we go now. Here we go now.
Chilling with nothing but homies. You already know what's right here in the podcast. Coming through live broadcast. You already know we came through to have a good time. All the while coming through trying to have... I can't. I don't know.
Slim
Thugger. It's been a long time, bro.
All that was have a good time. I think we're here to have a good time.
I think Gabriel's going to take him out.
What did that girl say at UFC?
I think Gabriel's going to take him out.
What did the girl say at UFC?
Have a good time.
Have fun.
This is funny.
Just have a good time.
Batista? Yeah, she was talking about Batista.
So that was Slim Thugger.
Yeah. Hey, that was look me up on YouTube.
Let's see what Gabriel has. Let's see what Gabriel has.
You ready, Gabriel?
If it's a good beat.
Bro, I'm not a rapper, dog. You just put me on the spot like hey, I'm a rapper.
Gabe.
Well, what is this, a fucking...
Rick and Morty beat?
You want a different beat?
Nah, you need to, 2000s hip-hop. You need 2000s hip-hop.
Yeah, put some boop bap.
Hip-hop some beats. What's your hip-hop beats?
Boom bap.
90s hip-hop.
I said boop.
He said boop bap.
Yeah,
you said that. Hey, this is Gabriel right here.
No, that's not boom bap.
He needs New York.
Yeah, Gabriel.
90s.
Ease from Rosini Street. What's up?
Yeah.
That's not boom bap.
Can you do this or not?
I don't know. I was thinking a while to like draw the beat.
What's this live. Is the beat.
Well, put something more uppity.
This is the beat. That's what I'm saying. You can't do it. That's lo-fi.
Next level?
Put boom Shottas? Bap. Boom bap. Hold right there.
Quick, I want to see what this is.
Boom bap.
Real strawberries.
Check it. Real strawberries. Can't fake the deliciousness.
What about something like this?
Oh, yeah. Leave this one. This one looks already better.
Hey,
that's already way better.
Gabe, aka Ease from Rosini Street. What's up? Here we go.
Check it. Yeah, they call me Ease. I'm about to lose control. Take it from the dome, and I'm about to get it on. Yeah, I got it. Yeah, I flaunt it. It don't fucking matter, man. Yeah, I'ma get it when I come, when I spit, when I get it, get sick, sick with it. I'ma come with the beat. Yeah.
I'm melting.
Fresh like $1 million with this outfit. I get 1 million sluts. Yeah, I get it. Best fucking rapper, better than your trapper. Yeah, here I go, man. I'm about to be a bad motherfucker. Yeah.
Yeah.
This beat's all right, but
it sounds like a winner right now. Like Slim, what the fuck just happened to you? He knocked you the fuck out right now.
Oh, we're battling. I was supposed to talk shit on them.
He got a better beat. This one gave me some fucking.
Oh, you got a better beat. We can keep
this
going.
One gave me some Chris Carter shit.
Chris Carter.
Oh, the that one.
Yeah. All right, Slim. 90s old school. This is the same.
Jagged Slim, you're a bitch. Fuck you, man. Go suck a dick.
Yeah. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Slim. Thugger.
Versace. 90s old school freestyle hip hop.
Yeah. Straight out of JoJo Street. What's up?
Motherfuckers coming through trying to put me on the spot, but best believe I'm ready to fucking rock, cause my shit is cocked and loaded, ready to explode it. Motherfucker Gabriel looking over here, looking like he's about to get exploited, looking like he got his fucking pants on the ground. Motherfucker looking like he's about to have his fucking face on the ground cause he's about to get knocked out. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's all good. Go.
Check it.
Ease.
I'm melting.
Yeah. Are you with me now? Stupid. Check it. Slim, that was fucking lame, man. You put me to sleep. I don't give a fuck, man. That was fucking weak. Take it to your mom. Take it to your house. Get the fuck out of here, man. You ain't allowed to be in here, man. It's getting fucking crazy. Yeah, I'm getting crazy. Yeah, I said it. Get the fuck out my way before I fucking hit you in your face.
round two.
Bitch.
Oh, that shit, I was tired.
Round two. Oh, two, shit, two.
You got the echo down legit. Slip.
Thugger.
Hey, yo.
Here we go.
Hey, yo.
Here we go. Slip.
I don't even know what to say when I get on the microphone. Best believe I never delay. When I come through ready to spray the verbal AK your way. Hey, yo, wait, you have a big ass dome. Get out the fucking way. I can't see the monitor. I'm coming through. I'm ready to fucking devour you because I'm feeling kind of hungry.
Devour me.
I'm about to fucking fill my appetite with a bunch of whack motherfuckers that get in front of me. You got a big old dome, motherfucking Slim coming through with that fucking shiny flow, kind of like the chrome.
Future's too bright.
Hey, Slim Thugger.
Slim.
Here we go.
Think he's fucking cool? I'll make you look like a fool. I don't give a fuck, man. Who the fuck is you? Who invited this guy? He's a fucking whack guy. I don't give a fuck, man. Get the fuck out. Yeah. Bitch. Hey, somebody else has to rap.
We can't rap.
Well, we can't either.
We're just bullshit.
Yeah.
We've been bullshitting since fucking 2000.
Well, I'm glad you realize that now.
What? Well, back then we had more time in our hands, so we could like.
You thought we were taking this shit seriously?
I thought you were taking this seriously.
If I write shit down, I could probably like.
Oh, for sure.
Well,
you guys don't want to see us.
Well, next week.
You guys don't want to see us.
We'll write a rap.
Album coming soon.
Give us a week.
All right, if you guys want to reach out and battle Gabriel or Slim or Eric, because Eric looks like he wants to rap, info@7125media.com. Again, info@7125media.com.
If you guys want a hype man, hit me up, because I was doing pretty fucking good.
For sure.
Our website's 7125media.com. Are we doing this right?
Ease.
We're out.